Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here. Ever feel like you're staring down this massive mountain of a goal, just overwhelmed? You know that feeling when your to-do list looks longer than a CVS receipt, and the thought of tackling even one item feels like trying to bench press a minivan? We've all been there. Today, we're talking about setting goals that are actually achievable, not those pie-in-the-sky dreams that quickly turn into good intentions. We're gonna break it down, make it manageable, and leave you feeling like you can finally climb that mountain. One step at a time. First things first. Big goals are awesome, I love them. But they're like those epic fantasy novels, amazing to read, but maybe not the best for a quick afternoon fix. So, how do we make those grand visions work for us? It's all about breaking them down into bite-sized pieces. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just show up on race day and expect to win, right? No way. You start with short runs, gradually increasing the distance until you're hitting those 26 miles. Same goes for your goals. Number 1. Define what success looks like. This isn't about vague desires, it's about specifics. Become healthier is nice, but run a 5K in under 30 minutes is way more actionable. Number 2. Write those goals down. Seriously, pen and paper or type it out. Putting it on paper makes it real. It's like making a commitment to yourself. Third, break it down. Take that big goal and chop it into smaller, manageable steps. Run a 5K becomes walk for 30 minutes 3 times a week, then gradually increase running time, and so on. You're building momentum, baby. Next up, set realistic deadlines for each step. Don't pressure yourself with unrealistic timelines that set you up for failure. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and adjust as needed. Remember, progress over perfection. And here's the kicker, track your progress. Seeing those milestones checked off is incredibly motivating. It's like watching a character level up in your favorite video game. It keeps you engaged and excited about the journey. Now let's talk real life. Imagine you've always wanted to learn guitar. You think, awesome, I'm gonna be shredding like Jimi Hendrix by next month. Whoa there, cowboy, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Instead, define your goal, learn 3 basic chords and play a simple song. Break it down, practice 15 minutes a day, learn 1 chord per week. Set realistic deadlines, have all 3 chords mastered by the end of month 1, play a simple song by month 2. Track your progress. Use a practice log or even record yourself playing to see how far you've come. Before you know it, you'll be rocking out. So remember, folks, setting achievable goals isn't about being less ambitious. It's about being smarter about your journey. Break it down into manageable steps, celebrate the wins, and keep that momentum going. You got this. Now go out there and crush those goals, one step at a time. And as always, thanks for tuning in to Champion's Mind. We'll see you tomorrow with another dose of motivation and real talk.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.